With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a teenage student opened fire at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday, killing a teacher and another teenage student in the final week before Christmas break. The shooter, believed to be a 17-year-old female student at the school, also died. Madison Police Department Chief Sean Barnes tells WKOW-TV the motive of the shooter is not known yet.
Many of you have asked me about the why of this. Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know. But I will tell you this. Our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can.
In total, a student and teacher were killed and six students were injured. Two of them are in critical condition with life-threatening injuries, and four suffered injuries that weren't life-threatening. Canada's finance minister has resigned, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, who is also Deputy Prime Minister, said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told her that he no longer wanted her to serve in her role. He offered her another role in the cabinet, but she instead resigned. She said in her resignation letter that it was the only honest and viable path. The cabinet shakeup comes as Trudeau struggles with declining popularity and raised questions about how much longer he can stay in his job. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A judge has rebuffed one of President-elect Donald Trump's arguments for throwing out his hush money criminal conviction, but others have yet to be decided. Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan's decision Monday concerns Trump's arguments centered on the U.S. Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling this summer. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 110 points, the Nasdaq rose 247. This is SRN News. Will you be attending church this month? SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
The old saying is that Christmas brings folks to worship who you don't see all year long. But according to a new poll from Lifeway Research, that's not necessarily true. 47% of adults say they do plan to show up at church sometime during the Christmas season, but 48% say they will not. However, the Lifeway poll also reveals that more than half of those people who don't plan to attend church would do so if a friend invited them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that it lists on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's efforts to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. This is SRN News. Police in Houston say two teens were killed and four were injured, including a 13-year-old girl, in a shooting at a makeshift club. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
At a news conference carried by KTRK, Assistant Police Chief Luis Menendez Sierra said at least two teens are dead.
What we do have is a male deceased on scene. We have a 13-year-old female deceased at Texas Children's Hospital.
Police later said the dead teenage boy was 16 years old. Police say four other teens were injured, with a 13-year-old in critical condition. They say the event appeared to have been organized on social media. Police say some witnesses told them they saw a man wearing all black, including a hooded sweatshirt and a mask covering his face, shoot a pistol into the crowd. I'm Donna Warder.
Police have not yet identified a suspect. More details at SRNnews.com.